Hi, this is Iris Jackson, and this is Miracles Happen, Dreams Do Come True. And today we have a really wonderful treat for you. Craig Russell, who has been receiving messages from the beloved Ascended Masters Akasha and Asan since 1985, and he has created a number of public meditation groups and gatherings. And in 1994, under the guidance of these two beloved masters of light and his beloved higher self, I Am, he established the Akasha Mystery School. Craig, welcome. I'm sorry, that's kind of a long-winded introduction, and I really feel a little tongue-tied about what to say about you.
Well, hello, Iris, and thank you for inviting me onto your show. I really appreciate this opportunity to share with your listeners.
Thank you. Well, you talk some about, I didn't say that Craig is, I don't know whether to say you are the author or Akasha and Asan did these four books through you.
Is correct. Akasha and Asan are the source of the material that we are bringing through, one of the wonderful things of receiving transmissions from the Ascended Host is that it provides us with what we call the lost knowledge. And when we can have that opportunity to apply that lost knowledge, we begin to experience much greater freedom in our life and happiness.
And tell us more. Well, I wanted to mention the names of the books are Ancient Wisdom Revealed, Self-Realization, your newest book, right?
Yes, and then we have a wonderful Prayer, Decree, and Affirmation book, and our fourth book that is coming out within 6 weeks is The Greatest Power in the Universe.
Wow. Talk about the series of classes that you just completed, Craig, with people.
Pardon me?
Talk about the series of classes you just completed with people that you were telling me this morning.
Those series of classes involved an expression on the mastermind, and Akasha and Asan helping us to realize that there are great universal laws that are part of the great creative, the inner creative impulse that comes with our lives. And when we gain an understanding of those laws, we can begin to cooperate with them. For example, we learned last year that that we all choose life, and with that choice for life comes four wonderful responsibilities or obligations, if you will, and they are to achieve eternal happiness, boundless health, unlimited self-expression, and all the opulence and abundance we care to create in our universe. And when we learn that these responsibilities come with our life, and then that the talents and the gifts, the attributes to express those are within us, it really gives all of us an opportunity to be more real and to live that happy life that is the promise for each of us.
Say them again, achieve eternal happiness. That's a mouthful.
Yes, eternal happiness, boundless health, unlimited creative self-expression, and opulence and abundance. So when you hear that those four wonderful responsibilities come with our life, then we can, the study of the lost knowledge and the application of that really becomes enjoyable. And they offer, more recently, they've offered us an awareness that oftentimes there are three-step principles that also are part of the great creative impulse of our life. And one of those simplified three-step principles are understanding, experience, and comprehension. That as we increase our understanding, what follows is the experience of that understanding. And when we have that experience, that's when we make it real. And what follows then is comprehension.
Wow. Well, I want to go back to the four things. Achieve eternal happiness, boundless health. I'm writing them down, and when you... I want to be sure we pay attention to this. Just that part is like... It takes a while to get your mind around that, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's really a wonderful good news to hear that our life comes with four responsibilities, and the ability to achieve those are all within us, that we don't have to reach out from ourselves, that there are ways that we can find and empower ourselves through the answers found within. So again, yes, eternal happiness, boundless youth and health and wellness in our bodies, unlimited creative self-expression.
Unlimited creative self-expression. What do you think of when you just that phrase?
Well, with that third responsibility, unlimited creative self-expression. Here, what comes up for me is the realization that passion lives within our heart, and that when we have ideas and we're willing to act upon them, and when we turn and face the light and realize that we are divine personality, we're spirit, we're soul, then we can begin to open the door to those wonderful attributes of our being and come to a place where we can express ourselves and be more real in that expression.
Say it again another way.
Unlimited self-expression. When we understand how powerful I'll work with two attributes here. We have the attribute of acceptance and the attribute of attention. And when something comes to us, and through our attention upon that, we accept it, we make it real. So here we have a very powerful attribute, the gift of our attention. So when we begin to give our attention to unlimited creative self-expression by saying yes to certain wonderful qualities such as courage, enthusiasm, and passion, then what we give our attention to finds acceptance, and when acceptance and attention come together, that's when we make them real in our life. Every day, human beings in the mass consciousness are accepting all sorts of things that come to their attention. And one of the great universal laws is that when you accept what your attention has been placed upon, the two become one. And that's when we make it real. So there's a wonderful universal law that's always acting, whether we're wise or ignorant of it.
Well, and you can make something real that you don't want that way.
That's right. There's so much of the power of auto-suggestion that comes from the world, and most people live from the outside in, which is a double tragedy rather than living from the inside out. It's so easy to accept, but we don't realize that these universal laws are always working, unfolding, whether we're wise of them or ignorant of them. And we don't realize that when our attention is upon something long enough, we are actually accepting that thing into our life. And the most important principle here is to realize that acceptance and intention and attention, when the two become one, that's when we make those things real in our life, whether they're positive or negative. So now, if we accept that we all have genius, we all have passion, we all have creativity, and we realize there are things that in our personal experience that has stifled that, and we begin to accept that we do have an opportunity for unlimited creative self-expression, and we begin to turn within and use tools to unfold that creative self-expression, then the attention upon that, the acceptance of it, begins to unfold it in our experience.
Well, you know what? These are lessons for me today, and they're lessons for me today because I'm going through something where I'm having a big test.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I've created something I've been afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
And I've accepted the appearance instead of what I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a temporary thing anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, and then we ultimately end up furthering it. One thing that the Ascended Masters remind us that they find strange about the human psyche is that we have this habit, we have this tendency to constantly recall things in our minds that are not working out. the Masters say that's very strange to them.
It's strange anyway if you look at it, but most things, you know, haven't been looked at yet here, Craig.
That's right. And, you know, in terms, I do truly believe, and this doesn't require faith, it only requires sincere effort. Most human beings are not aware that there are seven sacred promises that come with our life that help us to fulfill those four responsibilities.
Okay, let's get the fourth one down first. Achieve eternal happiness, boundless health, and eternal youth, unlimited creative self-expression. And what is the last one?
The last one is opulence and abundance. And they ask us, before we think of abundance in terms of money and supply, let's think of abundance in terms of an abundance of life, an abundance of love, an abundance of energy that is given to each of us. And what we as human beings do too often is that we re-qualify. We are so loved that we are given free will and we are given the power to re-qualify the great universal life that is given us. And the Masters ask, if we take the attention off abundance as always being money, and rather, first of all, consider the abundance of life, of energy, of love, of light, that each of us can be a fountain of and lantern to, then that greater abundance and that consideration will ultimately find human channels such as money and supply.
Well, you know what else is, when you do that, when you come from, I'll just speak for me, when I come from my own source of the light in me, the source of all good, God in me, beating my heart, and know that it's my responsibility to be these things, eternally happy, boundless health and youth, unlimited creative expression, and opulence and abundance. That makes me responsible for being a sun presence, which is being an ascended master on earth.
Absolutely.
And when I think of Jesus saying, these things that I do and even greater things shall you do, I remember that he came to teach and he even brought lunch, you know?
Yes, and you know, prior to those words, he first said, be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. And what he was referring to is that we all have the holy flame of God within us, and we have God above us. And God directs and governs this universe perfectly through all its own individualizations. And we have this higher self above us that Jesus referred to in his time as the Father. And that higher self is perfect. So Jesus said, be ye perfect even as your higher self, your I Am presence, is perfect. Which really means that the key here is to acknowledge that your life is infinite. It is abundant, an abundance of God, an abundance of light, an abundance of perfection. And this is the life that flows in through our crown and into our hearts. And we're loved so deeply that through our free will, we get to qualify how that infinite life will act in our lives. So there's the good news here is that there's a very familiar means to living these four responsibilities that come with life. And again, they are eternal happiness, boundless health and youth and well-being, number three, unlimited creative self-expression, and number four, opulence and abundance. Now, when we hear that these four responsibilities come with our life, the next thing we might want to remind ourselves that is part of the lost knowledge is that there are seven sacred promises, and in a way we're using them consciously or unconsciously every day. And if we take up these seven sacred promises faithfully and engage in them sincerely, then the masters tell us you don't even have to believe. No faith is required. As long as you engage in the seven sacred promises with sincerity, then the means is given each of us to unfold those wonderful four responsibilities.
Well,
you'd probably like to know what those seven sacred promises are.
I do, and I'm writing, too.
All right, are you ready?
Well, I wanted to say something about it, that if we're doing this, if we're just taking these responsibilities seriously, and we become as a sun presence, then there is always the abundance of life, love, happiness, energy, because I am being a sun presence, or I am expanding the love and light and the activities of the sacred fire, and money or any good thing can't be kept from me then.
That is right. And here we want to watch our worded expressions, our feelings, because our worded expressions and our feelings can requalify that infinite abundance of love and life that can be happiness, that can be health, can be creative expression, and can be abundance. So the thing is to remember that through the nature of our thinking and feeling, we get to requalify this abundant sun's presence, this abundance God that is available to us, so that it's actually acting negatively or in a limited way. And we've done that as a human race by accepting the greatest heresy played upon the human psyche, and that's the belief in good and evil, the belief in two powers. By believing in those things, we're requalifying that infinite inner light that could flow unmolested into ourselves and our life experience as happiness and health and creative self-expression and abundance.
And you're saying that because we are the creators, the Creator created, therefore create only good.
That is right.
And well, then, if I took this seriously, be perfect as your Father is perfect, and
yes.
I say I choose to be the love of God, and I choose to be the happiness of God, and I choose to be the full creative expression. Then I am using all of my energy on creating good, and that is my job. And that is what creates collectively on the planet, too, is what I think you're saying.
Yes, and to realize, and we support all this by reminding ourselves of universal laws, the lost knowledge. This is why it's so important for everyone to try to study the higher knowledge. For example, it is universal law that what we over and over recognize and give acknowledgement to and acceptance through the power of attention, we will bring that into our manifestation. And the great teaching of Akasha's in 2005 was everything that finds itself in our consciousness will find itself in our experience. Or said another way, nothing can come into our experience unless it first becomes part of our consciousness. Interesting, isn't it?
It's scary.
Well, the wonderful thing is that as we hear these universal laws, again, we don't have to invent them. All we have to do is cooperate with them. And the key to cooperate is to maintain as much peace and harmony within ourselves and to really live from the inside out. The most dangerous things that human beings do is live from the outside in. And then you become a sponge taking in all the negative and bad stuff that's out there. So we really encourage everyone, be real. Develop your own highest and personal truth that is way beyond anything such as opinions, and live from the inside out so that you don't find yourself reacting and responding to what's going on outside of yourself. And by living from the inside out, you make yourself a lantern of light to this world. I think that a big question, and followed by a choice that's important for all of us, will I be a shadow or will I be a light in this world?
And that's a moment choice.
Yes, and knowing that the nature of our thoughts, our feelings, our worded expressions, and our actions, and realizing that every human being radiates energy out into the world, well, according to what is going on inside you, the energy that you're radiating out into the world, is it a shadow energy or is it an energy of light and love and encouragement? The greatest thing we can do every day is to find an opportunity to encourage both ourselves and everyone who crosses our path.
Encourage.
Encouragement. Said it another way, when you learn that nothing will close the door on spirit, nothing will close the door on God, nothing will close the door on the light faster than discouragement, then you understand how important encouragement is.
Oh, say that again. Nothing will close...
Nothing will close the door to God. Nothing will close the door to our inner light, to our presence, to the assistance of angels and ascended masters, such as the discordant quality of fear that is called discouragement. When we realize what a powerful negative force discouragement is in closing every door, including doors of opportunity in the outer world, then we realize how its opposite, encouragement, truly is one of the greatest active qualities that we can live each day. And when we live those positive active qualities, it's then much easier to attain the four responsibilities that come with our life.
As a moment-to-moment process. Well, you know, I know you work with the violet transmuting flame, and I think at this point I want to hear the seven sacred promises. I want to be sure we covered that. But I think that there's a lot of times all of us have been discouraged and also recalled those things that weren't working out. And you've also reminded us that nothing can come into our experience unless it is in our consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If we do have a moment and we are discouraged, it's so important that each of us reach out to that temporary assistance that we can get until we pick ourselves up, dust ourselves off, and go forward again, loving life and living forward. And so in reaching out for some assistance, because we know that discouragement is a closed door and we don't want to stay there, we can reach out to a friend, we can reach into the light, we can reach up to God, we can reach up to an ascended master, we can reach to that beloved violet flame to take that discouragement out. Or as I said again, we can reach out to a friend and say to a friend, you know, I'm really discouraged right now, and I'd just like you to remind me of who I am.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a friend like that. I call her and say, this and this and this is what my ego has been saying. Now tell me the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so easy. As long as any part of our ego is slightly altered, It will be very selective and attempt to bring us into that place where we really forget who we are, and sometimes we turn to a friend and we just say, "Tell me who I am. Remind me of who I am so that I can pull myself out of this place that I've plundered into."
Yes. And I think that's one of our responsibilities, too. And it's encouragement. And it's also, I have an agreement with a lot of people. If somebody's in the black hole, you'll go pull them out.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to say more about the violet flame, because that is one of the tools for transmuting these things that have been lurking in our consciousness.
Yes. When we realize that every human being, all of us, have thought limiting or destructive thoughts.
Or scary ones.
And words. And that leaves an energy that becomes obstacles both in ourselves and our lives. Then we wish to live in a way that we can have the opportunity to clear those obstacles. And as Jesus said, Moses brought you the law. I come to bring you grace. Well, in the year 329 AD, there was a great cover-up of many of Jesus' teachings. And what was covered over was all the knowledge of the sacred fire that Jesus taught. And the sacred fire, the violet flame, is the grace that Jesus spoke of. For the violet flame has within it the full activity of love, mercy, and forgiveness. It really is the flame of divine love. And we can't produce it, but we can call up to our higher self, our presence. We can call to the angels of the violet flame. We can call to Saint Germain, the great Chohan of the violet flame. And in prayer, we can ask that violet flame pass through us and into all the energy of our world in its wonderful action of love, mercy, and forgiveness. And what that violet flame does is it undoes, it consumes all energy that has been qualified with discord or limitation, so that we don't have that limiting energy acting in us in our world anymore. Then we are free to go forth and live those four responsibilities.
So how, tell people, if they're just getting started with the violet flame, how to connect with that service for themselves.
Well, the very first thing, I would invite each one who desired to use the violet flame to do some research and acquire for themselves the wonderful picture that is called the Chart of the I Am Presence. It's all over the internet. There's many sources for it. And when you look at that picture, you see the picture of the great I Am Presence, the higher self, and then you see the earthly self in the lower part of the picture, and you see the earthly self surrounded in a tube of light protecting the earthly self, and you see a wonderful pillar of the violet flames rising up in through and around the individual. So this picture gives us an eye picture of an individual who has turned to the great God presence I Am, the higher self, and has called forth that violet consuming flame in, through, and around them. And there are many wonderful different calls to the violet flame. And that call, that is a prayer. That is, the first thing we do is we pour our love up to our presence, our great God self. And we pour the love to the angels of violet flame. And then we might do a call such as this: "My beloved great God presence, angels of the violet flame, the ascended master Saint Germain, I call forth your beloved violet consuming flames rising up in, through, and around me every moment of every day and into all the energy of my world. That precious violet flame, that flame of divine love that loves to consume everything unlike itself. Pass your violet flames, my beloved I Am, blessed angels. Pass your violet flames up through my mind, my feelings, my body, into all the energy of my world. that violet flame that loves to forgive and loves to purify all energy within me and my world that has been qualified with discord and limitation. And then turn all that energy into a miracle of light of God in action in my life. I love and bless that violet flame. Mighty flame of God within me, sustain and expand it every moment that I live on earth. I love and bless the blessings of the violet flame. So as sincerely as that, we can send forth a prayer call.
Well, what if we actually ask people to do this, to put on the altar now everything, you know, all of the times we've been discouraged and all the times we've closed the door and all the times we've had things in our consciousness that we don't want to bring forth and that we don't want to accept with our attention and that we don't want to sustain. Could we just consciously ask everyone to do that now? And also, I want to tell you, this will be on the archives, and so if you want to, I imagine it will be on your website too, right, Craig?
Yes,
so,
and there's many mantras to the violet flame where one can go into the violet flame and call it in for 10 minutes, beautiful mantras. And it's also important to, if there's anything that's really been bothering you or limiting, to really take a moment and surrender. If one day there's some anger or sadness or fear coming up or something, to consciously acknowledge that and surrender. I surrender this fear, or I surrender this resentment, whatever qualities that's not harmony, because harmony is the way to go. And so if we can identify a quality that is, or something that is acting up in our life that we don't desire, take a moment and consciously surrender the cause, effect, record, and memory of that condition into the violet flame.
And
give that violet flame all authority to take it from you.
Also, you know, I've had to forgive myself over and over for any ways that I felt like I contributed to world problems. Like, I blamed myself for years. Like, if I had been on the job, John Kennedy wouldn't have been assassinated. You know, stuff like that. And I think a lot of light workers have that, those kind of things, where we need to release the ways we've felt we failed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So I'd like to ask people to put that on the altar. And everything that has kept you in any way from keeping these four sacred agreements.
Yes, and to realize, too, that God does not forgive us because God holds us absolutely whole and pure, the jewel beauty that each of us were created long ago. So it's not necessary to ask God for forgiveness because God sees us as already whole. We must forgive ourselves. And then because we have forgiven ourselves and we realize there's an energy qualified with negativity, that even if we have forgiven ourselves, that energy must be cleaned up. Because if it's not, it becomes a karmic encumbrance. And
okay, so that's what the violet flame is for.
That's right. We forgive ourselves, and then that's done. Yet we need to have a vehicle that can clean up the energy of our discordant thoughts or feelings or words or actions. And that vehicle is the beautiful violet flame.
Okay, so let's do that now. Let's just, for everyone that chooses that, and you can listen to this again, and make it your business to learn of the violet flame and have it teach you. It will teach you of itself as you call on it. So, Craig, would you call it again now for all of us, consciously placing everything that no longer serves us on the altar?
Yes.
And all world conditions. That
I call to my beloved I Am Presence and the mighty I Am Presence of all your listeners. And the beloved I Am Presence of all humankind, embodied and those waiting for embodiment, to blaze the love, mercy, and forgiveness of the violet consuming flames into all our lives and the energy of our world, that violet flame that loves to consume everything less than divine love, and then turns that purified energy into a miracle of God's love and life in our lives and this world. And we call upon the great legions of the angels of the violet flame to blaze the violet consuming flames into the powers of nature, the forces of the elements that have been so compromised by mankind, to cleanse and purify nature, the food, the water of our land. We call upon the great central sun at the heart of creation to release oceans and oceans and oceans of God's great violet consuming flame into the feeling side of humanity, to remove all destructive free will and to remove and silence all desire for war and terrorism, and take those things right out of our world, cause, effect, record, and memory.
And every way we've made them real through our attention.
That's right. And so we just love to call the violet flame to take that out, and that violet flame to be the precious guardian that protects our borders, that protects our wonderful civilizations. Almighty I Am.
And so it is. And as a mom, I want to add that protects all children of all species, of all races, of all sexual persuasions, of all religions, of all beliefs, of all skin colors. I call for protection of these children, that the flame of the divinity grows brighter and these children know who they are, and that we all remind each other of who we are and love one another.
Yes, and may each of the children of the world be caught in a whirlwind of that violet flame that loves to purify them and loves to hold them protected, so that they too can evolve and have the opportunity for their service to life.
That was good. Thank you, God. We accept this now.
Absolutely.
So tell people how they can reach you, and then let's do the seven sacred promises. I want to get that written down here.
All right. I thank you, Iris. Our general office is in Vancouver, British Columbia. And the telephone number is 604-267-0985, where they can contact the office. Our website is www.akashaonline.com. Akasha is spelled A-K-A-S-H-A. So akashaonline.com is our website. Many wonderful articles that we've posted from the Ascended Akashic Sun. There's a newsletter that individuals can sign up to receive of some of the messages that are coming through the school.
Oh, that's so wonderful, Craig. Thank you so much for your service to all life. Thank you.
Well, I can only encourage everyone to do what they love to do. I'm very blessed. I love the work God has given me to do. And so it's a great opportunity.
And it's a great gift. Now, I also want to say that for the first 10 people that email me, you will receive a free autographed copy of Craig's newest book,
Self-Realization.
Self-Realization. And so the email address is miracles, miracleshp, at yahoo.com. That's miracleshp at yahoo.com. And Craig, let's hear the seven sacred promises.
All right. Well, I just thank our beloved Ascended Akasha and the Sun for bringing these forward to us. And as you hear them, I'm certain that you and your listeners will be familiar with some of them. And I will itemize them as 7 points, and then I'll go over each 7 as a full statement. And they are: the first promise is knock.
What?
Second is call. The third is ask.
Wait, I didn't understand the first part. The first promise is.
I'm just giving it by point form right now.
I know, but I didn't understand it, so I wanted to be sure everyone did.
Okay, the first point is knock.
Oh.
I will go over each one after I give them.
Okay.
So number 1 is knock. Number 2 is call. Number 3 is ask. Number 4 is decree. Number 5 is think. Number 6 is feel. And number 7 is realize. So here are the 7 sacred promises that life asks us to use and engage in each day. Knock, and the door will open. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. Ask, and it will be given. Decree a thing, and it shall be made manifest unto you. Think, and so shall you create. Feel, and so you make real. Realize, and so you actualize. Actualize meaning manifest.
This is exciting. It's very exciting. Okay.
They're wonderful. And you know, the great thing here, Iris, is that the masters say to us, faith is not required, that faith is a knowing that comes as a result of consistently applying this higher knowledge. And when we do so consistently and in a genuine and sincere way, we will then have the results.
Okay. Say them again. Knock and...
And the door will be open.
Hmm.
You see, let's back up here. The idea here is that if we stop the world each day and enter into some inner spiritual work, this is the cornerstone of our work with Akashana Sun. She encourages each of us to take 15 to 30 minutes once or twice a day. It's up to each one to develop that, where we stop what we're doing in the world and we enter in our private space to do our inner work, our spiritual work. And whether we consider that as prayers or contemplations or meditations, each one can develop that in their own creative way. The key here is that when we consistently set aside some spiritual time each day, and then in that time we embrace the 7 sacred promises. Knock, and the door will open. Call unto me, I will answer thee. Ask, and it shall be given. Decree a thing, and it shall be made manifest unto you. Think, and so shall you create. Feel, and so you make real. Realize, and so shall you actualize. So, in prayer, in calls, and in meditation, and these are all the ways. And in organizing our mind and thinking, we're creating using our consciousness. Akasha, she asked all of us to just so memorize, to not let us ever forget again, what I feel, I make real. The 7th sacred promise. And if we make ourselves remember that, what I feel, I make real. Well, if you stay true to that, if you are feeling struggle within, then you know that that struggle will be made real in the outer manifestation. So that 6th promise itself is so powerful in supporting how important harmony is, and to realize what I'm feeling, I will make real. And so if I'm feeling struggle, if I'm feeling anxiety and concern, then that's what I'm going to make real in my outer manifestation. So this makes us all responsible to heal our feeling body, to heal our emotions. And there are so many wonderful modalities and means and ways that we can heal our feeling bodies so that we're feeling what we want to feel. We never want to be victim of our own mental or feeling body. And part of the great walk of mastery is to begin to master our thoughts and our feelings. Our minds are ours. Our feeling bodies are ours to use.
I think that's where the majority of the work is.
Yes.
It has been for me.
Absolutely.
I'm putting it in the past, but up until the very recent past.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, when you apply that little universal law about acceptance and intention, yes, then if you accept these seven sacred promises and you use the power of your intention in using them, then here the universal law says, what you accept through your use of your attention, when acceptance and attention meet, they become one. And that's what produces reality.
Craig, you know why I'm really excited about your work? I know how valuable it is because, you know, I called you up to do an interview with you because I know what a service your work is. And the way I know how much of a service it is because I'm having difficulty interviewing you because this is so exciting to me. It's not only in alignment with all of my guidance, but it's the answer to the test that I'm going through right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's that big computer in the sky puts things together in the highest way. And I'm just trusting that. I feel a little inarticulate about it, but I'm just trusting that my experience is being communicated some way that you and other people can get it that's usable. Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And, you know, we want to clarify, too, that knocking and calling and asking, that we're being asked to turn within and above to the greater and that which is greater than our present experience. And Akasha is introducing a most wonderful and easy meditation to us. And she's just asking us, just sit down quietly, just still your feelings. Don't believe that you have to acquire the absolute stillness between thoughts. Just still your feelings out of life and say to yourself as sincerely as you can, I turn and face the light.
Wow.
Here, we will find that using our attention in a positive way, it really becomes graceful and with ease if we are always clear with our intention. Our intention helps us to use the power of our attention. And Akasha, this is something absolutely new. She's just giving us the last few weeks, and that's as let your intention of your meditation be as simple and as pure as I turn and face the light.
And await your instructions.
Yes. Sit in the quietness. Await an experience to unfold.
Mm-hmm.
And do it every day for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll build your momentum.
Build your momentum. Well, and
we've got to be Olympian. We can't give up just because we try it over a few days and, oh, that didn't work. We have to be Olympians. No one gets the gold without showing up and practicing each day. Right?
Yes, and I like to say,
get a momentum.
Yeah, and I like to say, I am victorious because I am relentless.
Yes. So by having this little meditation, which is just full of intention, I turn and face the light. We can sit in the quiet, and maybe something will unfold. But we're turning to that which is the greater. And we've acknowledged that as both within us and above us. And that's our source. That's our divine self. And when we've let go of the man-made, invented God that would believe us, make us believe that God will cast us either to heaven or hell. And Christians often say God hates it when we do this, that, and the other thing. What an insane statement. God is divine love. God has no capacity to hate or judge. So when we turn and face the light, whether we use names such as Buddha or Christ is irrelevant. When we know that we are turning to source, to that which is pure, that which is greater than our present experience, and we rest there in the stillness with gratitude. Gratitude is so important. It's the key that opens the door wider than it's ever been before. And then we can come out of that space, our connection with our inner light, stronger. Then, because turning and facing the light is knocking.
Yes, and you know, a lot of people I have noticed that I've worked with have wanted to believe that there were only certain options and they had to choose before then, between those, and they always looked limited, like there wasn't a door there. You know, and so it is seeing that not only is there a door there, it is possible what we're asking for. So I really want to encourage people to know that.
Yes, and even though much of biblical text has been modified and altered so that we wouldn't gain our freedom through spiritual study, yet there's enough truth. The great psalmist of Solomon, the door to everything, the experience of Solomon, the son of David, King David, is an wonderful revealing story that suggests there is a path. When our minds is illumined with the light from our hearts, that illumination reveals a path in our mind that leads to the door of everything. Everything being divine love.
Craig, that is so beautiful. Thank you for being with us. Will you come back again?
Absolutely. I completely enjoyed my time with you, Iris. And God bless your listeners.
And I also, remember that you can, for the first 10 people that email me at miracleshp@yahoo.com, will receive a free autographed book of Craig's new book, Self-Realizations. And next week, I hope you'll join us here on BBS Radio at 2 to 3 p.m. And the famous author, best-selling author John Gray of Women Are from Venus, Men Are from Mars, or I always get it mixed up. It's Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. He is going to come and talk to us about peace between men and women and ultimately peace on earth. So if you'd like to join us for that, we'd love to have you. Craig, thank you again. And thank you, listeners, and I hope you will listen to the archives on this and tell your friends, and it'll be available on Craig's website also. And would you say your website again, Craig?
Yes, certainly. It's akashaonline.com. Akashaonline.com.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us, all of you. And I will be here next Monday at 2. Until then, Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep shining until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again. I love you, and this is my wish for you, that all your dreams come true and are 1,000 times more wonderful than you